Blog Talk Radio.
DDP Yoga, its very name is a contradiction unto itself.
Because it's not your mama's yoga.
I know you're always hearing me talk about how great this workout is for strengthening and healing your body.
I threw up my back.
I couldn't get out of a chair.
I want you to hear it from a WWE superstar.
Hey everyone, this is Stevie Richards. I've really endorsed DDP Yoga for a very long time, and I have to say, it's something that's become an addiction, a positive addiction, because zero impact, it really helped me speed up the healing process, staying injury-free, zero impact, and also eliminating the aches and pains in my neck and my knee and other areas that bother me every day.
I've been doing this for a couple weeks, and people are starting to ask me, what's going on? You look great.
You're going to have to pry my dead hands off this yoga mat when I go. This is me now. This isn't imagine myself living without it.
Because if you didn't do the work when you did, I wouldn't be here doing the work now.
I've done trainers. I've done gym memberships. I've done everything. This is the first thing that I have stuck to.
It's time for you to influence yourself and to take control of your own life.
It's DDP
Radio.
High five.
What's up, guys? This is, you know, you two can join me in the excitement that is DDP Radio. All right.
Well, I don't drink the massive amount of caffeine that you do before shows, so I'm not quite there with you.
Yeah, that pot of coffee is never the best thing to take, but at least it keeps me going, especially when I'm getting up for the 4:30 a.m. workout still 7 weeks in a row.
Oh, my God. I'm in awe. I feel like such a slob compared to you, Sparky.
How are you, Stacy?
I'm doing great. I'm following your lead, and I'm having a just blended juice to get my engines going for the show.
Well, I think I'm going to be doing some juicing here for the next couple days because, boy, I just need it. I'll just put it that way. But yeah, those 4:30 a.m. workouts. Thanks to Jake and Jess. I can't talk those two up enough. And they're sticking with me this week, even though I'm slacking. I pulled it back a bit. This is my week. We each carry a week and we just cycle. And this week, I just kind of pulled it back because it was about the time where my mind wasn't quite in it. And I thought, I can't quit, but I have to go where my mind is. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I had to match the workouts. So we pulled everything back, and I've been punishing them with fat burner almost every day with an energy tossed in. So sometimes you need that kind of like physical rest to give yourself a mental rest.
Well, that makes sense because the two go hand in hand, and sometimes you do have to. And then you're
absolutely
ready again.
And then you're absolutely ready again. And the best part about it, I was thinking, and I was kind of relating it to the radio show, it's funny what you can do with yourself when somebody else either believes or is counting on you. You know, with DDP Radio and DDP Yoga, our biggest thing is setting goals, reaching them, never quitting, and if we do, fall down, we get back up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes mentally you're just not strong enough. I remember when Dallas first asked us to do the show, and he asked me about it. I said no because
I remember that.
Yeah.
I talked you back into it.
With that?
You said no to DDP?
You said no to DDP, and
wow.
I had to talk you back into it.
Yeah, I actually kind of freaked out just a little bit.
Well, I remember the first time that Stacy thought that she was going to have to do a show by herself.
Oh, God.
You can almost hear the panic attack over the phone.
Talk about almost going into a fetal position. But Robert, again, like Robert's the unsung shrink of of the Team DDP Yoga, because you calmed me down and you said, look, we'll get through it together. You know, we can do it.
Yeah, and you did great.
And that's the same thing. That's the same thing he did with me when he brought me back around. It's so funny how when you look at things and you think about yourself, if I would have just let myself go at that point, I'm not saying I would have quit PDP yoga because I wouldn't have. It's so easy to make a habit, and if it's not a continual habit, it's a good habit that you keep coming back to, even if you fall down.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, just the fact that DDP believed, and then Robert believed, and you believed, is enough to bring me back. Just like with Jake and Jess there every morning for me, getting the workouts done. It, you know, this is one of the best streaks I've had going in a long time. And you know, at first when you start something, if you don't see it in yourself, but somebody else does, it really helps you take that extra reach and stick your hand out and kind of lets them grab your hand and pull you up, you know?
Which yeah, definitely. Really well, I kind of had a last-minute extra special guest kind of that decided to join us. You know, we've been talking a lot about certification recently. So
yes.
We're actually joined now by Stevie Richards.
Hey, guys.
Oh,
how you
wow.
doing?
Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, welcome.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Robert texted me saying you were going on a radio show, and I decided to see if I could sit in and call in and talk about the certification stuff.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And so for people listening, if you know Stevie Richards, Michael Manna, he's got his Twitter, the show, and now Stevie, you are billed as the first certified DDP yoga instructor that's come through the program. So you're all set and ready to go, and I saw your marketing slick that you have listed, just ready to go for the certification. How does that feel just to get out there and be the first one to hit it?
Well, it feels great. It's a little bit scary, but after going to the accountability crib and spending some time, every time I'm around BDP, I'm sure you guys know, and around everybody in that atmosphere, it just makes you always want to strive to do more stuff and be more productive and actually test yourself in a lot of different ways. And plus, I learned a bunch of new poses, which I wasn't real ecstatic about when I was doing them because they were pretty rough, but now it's a new challenge. But yeah, I'm excited about going out there, and the classes have been really lining up very nicely for October and November, and even at the end of September in the Northeast, and I'm putting some stuff together in meetup groups down here in South Florida. So basically what I do is anytime I have a wrestling show, I'm bookending DDP yoga classes the day before, the day of, and the day after, if I can do it. And the response so far has been really incredible.
That's awesome.
Oh,
so you're kind of like the traveling, you're taking DDP yoga across the East Coast for the most part.
Yeah, it's pretty funny because I figured that I would set up the base here, do the meetups, and then eventually progress to bringing the classes to the day of the show or the city that I'm doing a wrestling show, but
yeah,
it's the other way around. It's been kind of like the touring aspect of it, and coming to the town makes it more special. And plus, for my own sake, being a new instructor and for the sake of the people taking the class, I'm really limiting it to pretty much probably about 10 people maximum per class, because I want each person to get that individual attention. And also, I really don't want to bite off more than I can chew by having a 20-30 person class. That wouldn't be fair to the people taking it.
Yeah, that's awesome that you're filling them up with 10. I know I've started. I'm struggling just to get kind of bribing family members to come into at least get me in them into the Diamond Dozen.
Oh, well, I didn't say no. I didn't say they're filled up yet. I just said yes, exactly.
No,
signed up. And also, anywhere I go, just like with DDP, anybody who's one of the wrestlers, promoters, anybody that I'm working with, I'd be happy to take them through a class for free. So I might actually be doing two classes, the free class for family, friends, and workers, and then doing the paid class for fans, which also, like DDP does, I think, includes a Q&A session, the full workout, and a free autographed picture. So that's not a bad deal for maybe a 90-minute block of doing all three things.
No, that's actually a pretty sweet deal. I'd be in on that. And actually, since you've been talking, we've had people popping in talking about, wait, South Florida where? So if you want to drop where you're going to be, they're ready to go.
Yeah, anywhere around that. Anywhere from Palm Beach County all the way down to Miami. If I get the people together, I'll go. I don't mind. I think I have a little bit of experience traveling and driving. So a 30-minute drive, not going to kill me. I have to go and help people change their lives. I mean, that's more than a fair deal to me.
Cool. Let me back up for 1 second and toss the details out there, since we have a brand new show rolling, and Stevie Richards is on the line, and we got Robert and Stacy. If you want to talk certification, you want to talk the moves and how he's doing it, have questions for him, please call in or jump into ddpradio.com. You can throw questions in chat and Stacy and I will get it. Or if you dial 347-994-1216, we'll get you on the phone. And Robert will bring in and see us and get you right on the line.
Whoa, we're getting a whole lot of background noise. Is that coming from you, Sparky?
I'm trying to pack food up before my girlfriend gets home. I don't want to get in trouble. I'm sorry. I was playing Grand Theft Auto the past couple hours, so I'm trying to scramble. Sorry. I'm finished.
Oh, that's cool, man. So you've been to the accountability crib, and you kind of got it from the man himself and from Yoga Doc. And a lot of people have been asking questions about what DDP says. He wants it sort of in the style of DDP and DDP yoga, and sometimes it's tough for people to get unless they're in front of a crowd. But how have you been adjusting, and how has DDP reacted to your style in his style?
Well, my style of training, even before DDP yoga, was a very, I would say, Robert described it as very personable, disarming. It's intense, but I'm not a drill instructor by any means, and I like to kind of, also put my limitations, my injuries, things I have trouble with out there to make people, just like Paige says, you can modify, you can go so many different ways within the workout to make it your own, and that's the thing I think that disarms people when I train them with it as well. I put a lot of humor into it. I love the fact that I hated yoga for so many years for the same reason Paige hated it. And everybody else. I thought it was a flowy meditation style of training. And for me, when I train, I think intensity. I think resistance. I think sweating as much as possible. So that's why it was a perfect match. And nobody's ever convinced, just like when he does it at all the conventions and shows, nobody's convinced until you see them watch their heart rate jump to like 75 or 80 to 120 within 2 minutes, and then I think that's the exact time when people are hooked on the workout. It was for me, at least.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember, and it took me a while. It took me a while to start. Now, when you're in front of Dallas, he can look at you and tell instantly if you're engaging or not. But from the DVD, I think sometimes you don't realize once you first started that you could actually get your heart rate kicking that much just from engaging, like he said, as you get all the way from your calves to your hamstrings to your core to your shoulders, arms, everything. Once you turn that on, man, that really jacks up your heart rate.
Yeah. Well, when somebody's watching you too, and somebody's really holding you accountable, no pun intended, it makes it a lot easier for you to stay, because you're performing for that instructor or that person. So when I teach my class, the same thing. It's a constant, like, Pavlovian-type thing where I'm telling them, to engage, to separate their fingers, to squeeze their glutes and squeeze their hamstrings, flex their quads to squeeze their glutes. I'm telling them that through everything. Even if you're in a plank position, I'm reminding you, because I remind myself, too, to keep me in that certain thing. And it's funny because Yoga Doc knows that I've watched the videos so much and watched and listened to DDP that I actually sound like a, you know, an echo or a broker, you know, kind of like a broken record of him, because I use the same cues, the same way, and because that's the way I learned how to do the workout, so it's a perfect way to instruct it as well.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's funny because I've recorded myself a couple times, and there's some phraseologies that Dallas uses that you can't help to pick up. I mean, they're catchy. At the same time, they help really pump you up.
Yeah,
a little bit of sweat stripping off the end of your nose. that one's always pretty cool. So, do we got anybody on the line? Robert, ready for calls?
Well, we've got one on hold, but before we go there, Stevie, if people want to get trained by you or get a workshop with you, are you at that point yet?
Yeah, well, not technically a workshop. It'll be a class. Workshops kind of denote that it'll be a huge event like Paige does, and I'm not at that point yet. But, you know, classes of 10 people and under, I'm completely capable of doing those. And, you know, all my stuff's up on, you know, Twitter at Michael Manna, or you can just follow me on Facebook, Michael Manna, and you'll see the flyers and the promotional material I have up there. Yeah. One thing I did trademark, and he can't steal it, is the 5-count push-ups. I made the King Kong Bundy reference, the King Kong Bundy analogy. That's all mine. Huh. You better not steal it.
I was trying to figure out what the King Kong Bundy reference was, and I had a question. My mind just went completely blank trying to figure out the Bundy reference.
Well, you always wanted a 5-count in wrestling if you watched old WWF stuff. He didn't want a 3-count to beat his opponent. He wanted a 5.
Oh,
so
okay. Okay.
Yeah, so that was the – well, you're young. You don't get it.
Oh, dude, I used to watch him all the time,
I got it,
man.
That's one of the few wrestling things I got. So that I'm really happy about that. Thanks for the.
Yeah, Stacey got it, and I didn't.
these kids, Stacey, look at them. You know?
Well, you know, I just so you know, bro, we're on till 10. I don't know if you can stay with us for 5 minutes. If you can stay with us for all of us, but if you need to get out of here, just let us know.
Sure. Well, yeah, it's past my bedtime, and I got to finish packing this food away. I did want to call and just say that I'm very, very excited, very happy, and feel very blessed that I have a team like Team DDP Yoga and everybody from Robert, DDP, and people I haven't even met, like Stacy, and everybody's been so supportive with it. And I haven't been this excited since I started wrestling. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, this is like the next chapter of my life, and I'm really, very happy about it. I get to combine wrestling with DDP Yoga and fitness and some technology. It's all the stuff I love rolled into one, and I can't be happier about it.
Can I ask you a question? How have your fans responded to this? I mean, have you found yourself answering lots of questions, people who misunderstand yoga or make assumptions?
Well, people know, Stacy, that I've always been that kind of like fitness experiment guy, and I've always been really into new workouts, and I've also said, you know, I'm pretty objective about it, and I tell my story about the yoga, and people see me at 41 years old still wrestling on these shows with, you know, having two broken necks, with having knee trouble, just like any other wrestler, spinal trouble, and they see me looking. It just, when you do yoga of any sort, especially DDP yoga, and you guys know, I see the pictures of you, Stacey, it just, you have a different energy and look to you. You know, it's the fountain of youth. So people look at me and go, man, what are you doing? You look like, you don't look 41. You look like you're 10 years younger. And I tell them about it, and that's the proof right there. I really don't have to say anything. They come to me and ask me, like, what are you doing in the gym? Like, I don't even go to the gym anymore. What are you talking about?
That's cool.
Yeah, it's like DDP's brand of yoga for anybody who might be new and listening right now. Like DDP says, it ain't your mama's yoga, because it's a gym on a DVD for the most part. And you're going to get more out of it. It's unbelievable. Now, for the wrestling in what you've done, has this provided, like, the flexibility? Did you gain more flexibility with it, or were you already doing some stretching and whatnot before you got into DDP yoga?
And it was like an ADD type of stretching. I would just kind of fold over and try to do whatever. But my main go-to pre-match warm-up is YRG, the very first, YRG workout, the basic warm-up tutorial for the fat burner workouts.
Yeah.
That is a perfect mix of raising my heart rate, but also just very long and deep stretches with a lot of breathing in between. And that is perfect right there. But I never, it's weird. I'm still not at time. There's stuff that I still have trouble with, but my strength when I train people, the strength on my classes, no pun intended again, is all the dynamic resistance, because I extend DDPs, DR rows and curls and triceps, not into the threes and the fives, but up into the tens and even the 20s. So slow with those reps. I take the slow burn push-ups, and I extend them to all the dynamic resistance movements.
That's awesome. It's the funny thing about that, I was just at soccer practice with my kids tonight, and I found I've been ramping up my workouts here in the past 7 weeks. I was in a maintenance mode for a while, and it's funny with the dynamic resistance and how you slow it down like that, how much stronger you can get in a short period of time. Because I'm not saying I can't pick my kid up, but my 3-year-old, we were sitting there playing, and I just lifted him up over my head sort of with, like, had my hand, like, right up into his chest and kind of picked him up over my head with one hand. And I didn't realize after I did it, it was actually really easy for me to do. And I didn't have to do it with one hand, with two hands. And my arm is really stable. The strength that builds is unmatched, I think.
No, I agree. The only thing is I have to reverse my thinking as a professional wrestler for 22 years. I don't know if you ever heard this saying in wrestling, but healthy is sick. If you're not big and jacked up and bloated looking, people think you're sick.
Yeah.
Paige is like one of the strongest, healthiest guys I know, yet if you look at him from a wrestling perspective, healthy is sick because they want you big and bloated and barely be able to move. So I gotta get rid of that thinking.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and if you look at Paige now from when he was actually wrestling, he's stronger now, probably has better endurance and definitely more flexibility, but sort of the mass and the bulk that he had then, it's gone. He's just cut.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's all hope that his work punches are better because he used to tag me so hard in WCW.
That's awesome. So, at the accountability crib, when you were there, you got to see and hang out with like Dylan and Jake and those guys. How was it working out with Jake and watching guys who were maybe not able to get into it as much as you had been, had not been in great a shape, but actually seeing them come along to where they're at now?
Oh, it made that place is, for lack of a better term, the place is magical. Like, I didn't want to leave. I had some shows to do in Kansas City, or else I would have stayed even longer. It just is an atmosphere that makes you, like I said before, want to be more productive, want to challenge yourself. It's not people refer to it as a cult type thing or what. No, it's just a lot of people that want to kind of like all better their lives and all have one goal. I mean, whether it's going from the workout to the social media, we talked a lot more about technology there because with me, Dylan, Kyle, Steve, a bunch of guys were all so into like video editing and stuff like that. So it wasn't just the workout. It was everything that I learned. And then, watching them, Chris too was there filming stuff and looking at the setup and doing all the things and just having all that stuff going on and people could everything from beginning to end. Which is just an incredible experience, and it just made me want to do it even more. Just like the last time I was around Paige in London and we worked out, I was like, I really want to do this. When I left there, I drove all the way home 9.5 hours, slept like 3 hours, got up and started doing all the promotional stuff and trying to get these classes together. It was amazing.
Yeah, the funny thing, I found myself actually sending him a letter of apology last week in an email because I was talking to him pre-show. This was a couple weeks ago. I was talking to him pre-show and I said something and I realized I was like, wait, that didn't didn't sound pause at all. And if it's not positive, he wants nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I remember that conversation. He kind of shut us down because, you know, there's, I can't be as positive as Paige. I try, I just can't do it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was around him too, and this is where, you know, I watched the, first of all, I watched the DVDs for so long, I forgot that he likes to, you know, he's very passionate, and he swears here and there, you know, so I was thinking, I better watch my language around him, because he's, like, totally clean yoga instructor now, but I was around him for 5 minutes, so I said, oh, I can drop F-bombs, it's okay. But, you know, Paige is not, it's not a matter of positive. People misunderstand that, and I did for a while not being around him, but spending time in England, sitting around him and him saying, hey, listen, you know, stuff bothers me too, stuff gets to me, but it's that whole 10-90 equation, 10% of what happens to you, 90% of how you react. And when you're around him, you realize, you think afterwards, like, wow, I react pretty poorly to a lot of stuff, and I waste a lot of energy throughout my day letting stuff get to me. So that's why he, and I understand, when somebody's negative, he just says, get the hell away from me. I'm getting out of here, because it's poison. And,
yeah,
you know, it's contagious. It's contagious for people to be around you that are negative to you, as much as, if not more, contagious to being that accountability crib and seeing that, wow, I can do so much in my life. And that's really the way you feel. It can go either way.
Yeah, absolutely.
I sound like a preacher now. Sorry.
Yeah, welcome to the club, brother.
Yeah. Hey, stuff pisses me off. Stuff pisses me off at least 10 times a day. But I'll tell you what, especially doing the workout, has made me just give how can I put it? It basically gives me everything I want with the intensity and the rage of a weight training workout. But then it focuses me and sets me at ease afterwards, like a yoga workout. That's the best way to explain how it can have both benefits.
That's a good way to put it. Doing the workouts and being around Paige as long as I have, most of the time, you know, things get to me, and after about 5 minutes, I'm just say screw it, and I'm over it. So, you know, it's amazing. We let the wrong shit bother us for way too long.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I need to get some of the recipes off Stacy, by the way. I keep meaning to do that. I only cook the same four things, so you need to help me with that.
Oh, she can cook.
Oh, you
off,
got
man.
It. Yeah,
come
absolutely.
To the front place. Hey, Katie from the chat room, she's our huge wrestling mark. She's got a quick question for you. She says she wants to know if you're going to do any seminars on the road with DDP.
I'd be more than happy to. That's his call, and I'm open to it as long as I'm not booked on other stuff. I would love to do it. Anytime I get a chance to be around any of you guys and learn from him especially, I'm going to take that opportunity. And if I can meet fans that are very enthusiastic about wrestling and DDP yoga, that's going to be a great experience too. So, yeah, it's up to you. I'm putting it above DDP about it. I'd be more than happy to go. I think she's talking about the new hand. Isn't she? Isn't that the next workshop? New Hampshire, December 7th?
Yeah, that's the next one. We've got, there's a couple more that may be lined up before that, but that's the next official one.
Yeah, those are like 2.5 hours. Those are like the retreat style length of time. That's no joke. I got to train for those.
I did one of those. Yeah, you were there, Stacy. Stacy and I both did the retreat workouts, and yeah, you're not kidding.
Yeah, it's basically like doing hot yoga because you're in Mexico in July, so you know you really have to be ready.
Yeah, Goldust was like, I know I heard Robert swear already. I was like, hey man, how was that that yoga retreat? He's like, God damn, that was oh my god.
Yeah.
He's like, yoga. I didn't think I was ever gonna stop doing yoga.
What's blowing my mind is he's going to do it 2 weeks this year, and there are already a slew of people who signed up to do the back-to-back weeks. I'd love to see the person who's going to bust out those workouts. You know, I knew there will be somebody. Like, I don't know if Christina's gone for both weeks. I know she's probably already booked for it, but man, it's an awesome climb.
Yeah, and well, there's a disclaimer that comes with that because you don't have to do. Nobody's going to give you any shit if you skip a workout. Nobody, you know, it's if you want to go, cool. If not, you know, but yeah, if you do go, yeah, bring some water.
Mm-hmm. And a towel.
Yeah, I when I was getting ready to leave, you know, I went by the workout, the last workout that was there. I think it was on a Thursday, but went by there and I'm watching everybody and I'm sitting there watching Goldust and I'm watching him just get his ass kicked, you know, on the mat. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, he couldn't wait to tell me afterwards when I text him back and forth. He was, it was funny. Oh, you know what? I want to give, if it's okay, if I can give the kind of like the dates and the towns that I have confirmed right now over the next couple months. As a matter of fact, I'm supposed to get a call from the guy from the Monster Factory. You've probably heard of that wrestling school in New Jersey. They're looking to host a couple classes in October when I'm up there. But I'm going to probably be doing a class after the convention in Monroe, New Jersey on October 5th. And then after that, I'm going to try to get the Monster Factory on that Monday or Tuesday after that. And then I have Connecticut in Colchester, Connecticut. The Anytime Fitness is nice enough to let me do three classes over 2 days on Thursday, October 10th, and then Friday, October 11th. And then on Saturday, October 12th in Boston, I'm wrestling for Lucky 13 Promotions, and I'm doing a class before the show there. And then even before that, September 27th, 28th, 29th, I'll be in Pennsylvania with Dylan, and we're going to be doing a yoga class on the 29th, I think at the Lewistown Armory in Pennsylvania, so 9 to 11 on that. So pretty busy.
You had a whole East Coast tour going on.
Yeah, I tell you what, I didn't plan it that way. It really just worked out for me. So I look like a genius, and I I can say that nowhere close to that.
Cool. And would you ever consider doing any live workouts? Sometimes DDP does them, and other members have been doing them from time to time, and people seem to love live workouts.
You talking about streaming online?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I did it a few times already, Stacey, before I got certified, and not quite to the degree that I can do it now. But you know, I have a wireless mic. I got a portable speaker that I just bought that's on rollers. That's battery powered that I can plug my wireless mic into, and just basically if I'm in a park or in someone's studio, I have the whole setup. That's my strength, is I'm a geek, so I have all that technology, and I use Wirecast to stream online, so I did a few sessions from my garage. But, yeah, that's absolutely something that when I can pick a day to reach out and promote the brand and give people a free workout online, you know, take them through just like Fat Burner maybe or some little extended after that. Yeah, I mean, that would be something I really want to do on a regular basis. I don't want to compete with Paige if he's doing it. If we're doing it at the same time, I would obviously do his before mine. So.
Well, have your people get with his people, and I'm sure we can work it out.
Yeah,
give me a call.
I think I am his people, too. Isn't that a conflict of interest?
Yeah, you are now. Yeah, you're in the club now. But I tell you, man, that's one of the things that surprised me about you is that, you know, you're not a geek. You're like a super geek. I mean, I thought I knew my stuff, but you know, if I have a tech question, I text Stevie. You know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, you're too kind.
Yeah, I know. I was just looking at your site and saw you had the Mia Alpha review, and I want to go take a look at that because I use the Omron heart rate monitor, and they were supposed to come out with one of those as a style, and they didn't. So I might go back and look at the Mio Alpha just to see if it's
exactly
the real deal.
It's a waste of money. It's absolutely a waste of money because you have to have it so tight on your wrist. Well, watch the review. You have to have it so tight on your wrist that you can't do any of the push-ups or any of the positions, and it's not accurate. It's off by like 20 to 30 beats per minute. The perfect combination for me is the Polar H7 and the DigiFit iCardio app on my iPhone 5. It's a Bluetooth Low Energy heart strap, and it's accurate, and it logs it and links it with my fitness panel and a bunch of other stuff. So you get a very accurate reading on that.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that then. Yeah,
pace
I just
barking.
Thought it was a neat trick because that was supposed to measure the blood flow through the capillaries underneath the skin, right?
Yeah, using an LED light on the watch. Unfortunately, you have to have such tight contact on your wrist, and that's the reason why I thought I didn't want the chest strap, okay? But as it turns out, I didn't want the watch. The chest strap was a pain, but I'll just put it on tight, and I have two straps that I alternate anyway. You know, let one dry because I get very, very sweaty during the DDP yoga stuff. And it's excellent. I mean, the fact that I can tell how much – I just – that heart rate monitor, and I tell everybody in these classes, if you can, please bring one because the workout is – oh, my God, I can't even say how many times more efficient it is using that monitor because that's how you know you're not engaging. That's how you know you're engaging too much. And it's really a great barometer to know where you're at with your workout. And that's, I've leaned out just using a heart rate monitor has helped me burn more calories and get leaner than I could hope to have without it, you know?
And that's a super point because that's one of the things Yoga Doc has, ddpyogacertification.coms. And for everybody who's out there who's interested, you can go there and sign up if you want to become certified. And one of the topics on there is trying to get people who are interested in taking a class from us, how to get them interested in using the heart rate monitor. And like you said, when people first start, you might think you're engaging. If you don't have the heart rate monitor on, you don't realize how much you're really not engaging. The heart rate monitor really lets you see how much more and how much farther I think you can go with your body, and you can really like force it to get yourself into the zone.
Yeah, and it can't be explained to anybody until they see it for themselves, wearing one, and just engaging because it's an amazing thing. And also, I'm finally out of the stupidity of thinking I need to hop on a bike or an elliptical or a Stairmaster to get my cardio. I could never ever get my heart rate up that high without banging my knees on a recumbent bike or a sit-up bike or any of that stuff. I can never keep it. I can't get it to 140, I'll get it to 121 or 124 within 2 to 3 minutes without hurting myself.
Yeah.
So it's pretty amazing.
That's a great point because sometimes, occasionally, I'll get on the treadmill. I don't even run on it anymore. If I get on it, it's just a walk, just to sort of break up the routines. But if I'm on it, I'm doing slow burn, like I'm doing curls, or I'm doing dynamic resistance rows and stuff. And just walking, that combined with walking, jacks the heart rate up so much. You don't need to, like you said, you don't need to bash your knees on a treadmill or anything else like that. There's no reason to run on it and hurt your legs.
Yeah, I agree.
So. So are you good to hang for a little bit more, or are you?
Actually, I something very important has just come up. Sugar Mask has challenged me to a game of Madden on PS3, and I can't let that. He called Michael Vick
duty call,
and I can't let that pass. So now I have a question with the triple read option.
You got to take care of that, man. But real quick before you go, can you give us your links again so people can find you?
Sure, absolutely. I'm trying to get Stevie Richards or something like that, but right now it's at Michael Manna on Twitter. Also, you can go to Facebook, Michael Manna, and also search Stevie Richards on YouTube. But more importantly, search DDP Yoga, and you'll find a lot more stuff with that. Hopefully I can get stevie@ddpyoga.com for my email. That would be nice. That would be a great, since I'm a member of the team now. I don't know if I'm entitled to that yet.
What makes me think Robert can make that happen?
I think I can make that happen. And once again, man, anytime you want to call in, you've got an open invitation. I appreciate you taking the time, bro.
Yeah,
no,
thank
you guys.
Joining us.
And thank you guys. I appreciate the opportunity.
Great to talk to you, man.
See ya. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that was too cool. Robert was like surprised. It was kind of like one of those things when Dallas surprised me with Mark Miro.
I remember that, yes.
Yeah, because Mark was actually on the phone, and I was like, I think I just shit my pants. Because I was so tired. But You introduced him, Robert, as Stevie Richards just when I had gotten used to referring to him as Mike or Michael Manna.
There's kind of a little story behind that, and the reason why I did that, because I was on the phone with Dallas, and, you know, Michael or Stevie wants to really push the Michael Manna thing, and because it is his real name, and he's not, you know, there's a lot more to him than being just the wrestler. I mean, there is. I mean, he is a super smart tech guy. He loves fitness. He loves technology. And so it was kind of like, you know, he wanted to push his real name a little bit more. But I talked to Dallas last week, and he's like, I talked to Stevie, and I was like, and he's like, listen, nobody knows who the fuck Michael Manna is, so we're just going to call you Stevie.
When you said that, I heard Dallas's voice in my head, and it fit perfect. he is, man. That guy does. I don't know how much time he actually has. I wouldn't be surprised with his technical skill if he created some sort of time machine to fit everything in, to go back in time and fit everything into a day that he does. Because if you look, he's got the T4Show.com where he throws up all of, for lack of better words, the geekdom that he knows, all his geek knowledge. And there's some really good stuff that's up on his site. And it's actually really in-depth and technical, and, you can get some really valuable info off it.
Yeah, because he doesn't just say, okay, well, this sucks. You know, he breaks it down as to exactly why this is good, why this is bad, and if it's not good, what's better. But I highly recommend that site. I check it all the time. It's the number 4 show.com. I recommend that for anybody because he just does an amazing job on it.
Yeah, and there's all kinds of stuff on there, and him getting into some Madden, that's awesome. My old boss tried to challenge me to some Madden, but I dropped out of Madden a long time ago after my skills eroded past, like, Sega.
I was going to say, the Genesis days is, I think, the last time I really got into it, and after that, I'm good.
My skills are best reserved for shooting up zombies.
Yes, yes.
For the most
excellent
part.
At zombie killing, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, so, I'm going to actually die during the zombie apocalypse because I won't have a controller in my hand. I'll be totally screwed.
That's awesome. And before we lose Stacy too much on the Total Geek Talk, I know we do have some callers sitting out there, or at least one if Liz hung out that long. So do we want to bring her on and see what she's got today?
Let's bring Liz. How you doing, Liz?
Hi. I'm good.
Thank you for hanging on with us so long.
Oh, no worries. It's been a blast to listen to you guys.
So what's going on?
Well, I just wanted to phone in and say, first of all, I'm a huge fan of this show, and I get such a thrill when I got a shout-out.
Cool. Yeah, well, you've been really working hard, and everybody can see that, because you've been popping in every challenge here now for the past couple months and really trying everything. So I don't know if people have seen your story or know you, but you have a blog out there.
Yes, I do.
Is it My DDP Yoga Journey? Is that right?
MyDDPYogaJourney.com.
Okay. And where you document all that stuff. So why don't you introduce yourself to the folks listening real quick so they know who exactly you are?
Well, I'm Liz. I'm a Team DDP Yoga member, and I mean, I'm totally in love with the system, but I don't think I'm anything special. I think it's an awesome system that anyone can get this out of. And so now I've met my goal weight. I've actually exceeded my goal weight. And
awesome.
I've exceeded everything. By day 90, I had exceeded everything that I'd come into. So I was sort of struggling to come up with new challenges for myself. And actually, Robert, you've helped me immensely by putting me on the transformation page, because I felt like by being a role model, there was sort of a responsibility that goes with that. to maintain and to figure out a way to transition into that. And Sparky, your group has given me just amazing inspiration to find things to do that are more in the maintenance phase and other challenges beyond dropping a couple of pounds.
Yeah.
I tell you what, you guys that are in there are awesome. Between Travis and Christina and you, and I mean, just the people that roll into those challenges every month, and I'm starting to get intimidated that I might not be able to figure out something. Because you almost want to keep taking it to the next level, but at some point, man, and like right now with the 100 Bang Salutes, I know we got a couple people who have it completed, and a couple other people who are posting some videos on them. But that, I thought, man, that's going to be a nice exclamation point on last month. I don't know what to do next month. So if you've got ideas, let me know.
Well, next month I'm running a half marathon, so I'm going to be fresh out of ideas for
challenges
beyond that.
Well, I've got to tell you, you have the distinction of having my absolutely favorite before pictures. The frowning face really tells the whole story on those pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the smile got a little bigger each month.
Well, that's a really good point, though, because the smile does get better every month. And you probably noticed by now, we have people who come, there's 30, 60, 90-day people, and sometimes that means they just drop off after 30, 60, 90. But as you stay, the longer you stay, the bigger your smile gets, and I think the more pause you are inside. So people, if you stay as long as you and keep going, man, it really turns us into that whole positive community and that thought that, you know, Mike was talking about earlier, where Dallas just doesn't want any of that negativity around you. And once you figure that out, that's what's pulling you down, you get it, you know, and it helps you from not falling down.
It's such a holistic lifestyle when you let everything come in. When you do everything that the system wants you to do, like the heart rate monitor, the Team DDP, the nutrition, and it becomes this lifestyle, and like you said, it just makes you so much more a positive person. Like my mother just visited, and she was like, the difference in you, like in your demeanor. I mean, she was not up early enough to see me working out, but just in my demeanor, she was like, you seem so much more balanced and centered, and you know, it's this amazing thing that for your life, not just for getting strong or losing weight.
Well, you've done a lot of videos. One of the things that I like about a lot of your videos is when you challenge yourself, you know, and you don't just show hitting a new position, like the partial headstand, but you show yourself falling about 30 or 40 times before you make it.
Yeah. Well, I feel like just putting everything out there is, I mean, the key to success. I mean, it worked. Putting my failed pictures, being my day zero pictures, helps me there. So I felt like showing all the steps along the way would help me and hopefully others in other sort of challenges.
Yeah, that's one of the things that are inspiring for me about Arthur is the fact that he failed so much. So there are so many potholes along the way that he overcame. So I love seeing that kind of stuff.
And I think that's really cool. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I wasn't about to say anything interesting.
The coolest thing about that is people get so scared of failure that they don't try. But once you accept failure is almost, with DDP yoga, is almost success when it's repeated, if that makes sense, you know?
No.
I kind of get what you mean.
Yeah, because you're working so hard to get to a point that by failing, it means you're doing, and you're eventually going to get there. If you weren't doing, you wouldn't be failing. So that means you wouldn't be doing anything.
And it is. It toughens up your character. It helps you in other areas because, I mean, in my work, I was one of those people that was like so terrified of failing, and I would hide it from my boss, and just, and I feel like now I just have a much more balanced approach to not getting things first time.
And the coolest thing, we don't have to sit there and go, to get there.
I just put up a post about that today, about not having to do silly ohms.
What's really cool in talking about the ohms, there's a Facebook group. It's a yoga for men group, and there's a lot of guys who do traditional yoga in that. And somehow they found me, and somebody invited me, a friend of mine who has done some traditional yoga, and I haven't said too much because I just wanted to check it out and see what was going on, but somebody else actually posted something about DDP yoga, and this was within a group of guys who are really solid, really good guys who do traditional yoga, and they gave it a lot of respect and a lot of props, saying, you know, in its own way, exactly what you said, it's got a holistic, it's got this view to it that helps you heal your mind and body, which I thought was totally cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, is there anything you want to leave the people with or give them as a suggestion?
Yeah, there actually is. I sort of have a teaser. Christina and I are working on something at the moment that we're going to hopefully get up by the end of the week, and that's all I'm going to say about that, but I think it's going to be pretty cool.
All right, so there's going to be something coming up by the end of the week from two super powerhouses of DDP yoga. How are we going to know it's up there?
You can either check my blog, mydddpyoga.com, or her blog, which is obviously Body Rebooted, we'll put something up on the general website on Team DDP.
Okay. As long as you guys don't break the universe, because I want to continue doing DDP yoga and see how awesome you are. Putting that much awesome together is scary.
We can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
It's going to be cool. Thanks so much for calling in. It's great to talk to you.
Yeah, it's great to talk to you. And thank you for the 4 a.m. workout inspiration. I'm on board with that now.
I saw your post. You know what? I have to give all the props to Jake and Jess, because that was the time that they could get up. And it went from, hey, can you work out with us, to me really needing them to help pull me along. And I think we're in our seventh week now, and I've worked out every day for 7 weeks, only day, 5 days a week. I feel phenomenal. It's fantastic.
I'm beginning to feel phenomenal. I've gotten to that point where I'm now waking up before my alarm, which I didn't really believe would happen. But I'm going back to work soon, and I was legitimately stressed about when I would fit keeping, and I was worried that I would sort of slide backwards when I had a new routine. It wouldn't have even occurred to me until I heard you talking about it. And so I was just like, oh, that's the answer. And it's been wonderful. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so glad you tried it. It's cool to have you in the morning crew.
Yeah, it's great. It's great doing yoga and watching the sun come up.
Sweet. Well, you have an awesome week, and we're going to be waiting here with bated breath for Friday to see what you girls come up with.
Okay, well, tell Christina to get on her. I my half is done, so.
Okay.
All right, cool. Thank you.
Thanks for holding for so long. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we've got probably the last call of the night. We've got area code 413.
413, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Robert? What's happening, man?
Hey, brother, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Just out here in patrol, and I remember the show was on, so I figured I'd give you guys a shout. What's happening?
Not much. This is Officer X.
Officer X, it's been a long time.
I know, too long. How you doing?
We're doing great.
Doing good, man. But I know that voice anywhere, though, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that's like the trademark voice right there. So what's going down in your area of the neighborhood, man?
Nothing, man. Same old stuff. Feeling good, living good. Going through these things, I'd suggest if anybody gets a second, you want to order something different. Do you mind me plugging something, Robert?
No, absolutely, brother.
This chick's a yogi. I introduced Dallas to her a couple weeks ago. go on Amazon.com and look at the Best Life Ever cards. They're fucking awesome. Awesome, awesome. They're like $8 and you order them. They're thought changers, and they're great for what we do, you know, about keeping positive and in the moment and creating things, you know.
And what's it called again?
They're called Create the Best Life Ever cards.
Nice.
They're on Amazon.com. They're awesome. Awesome, awesome stuff, you know. If you look at some of the sample ones, they're really good. It's good, you know, when you're sitting there and it just helps you keep your brain focused on what you want and what not, and off of what you don't, you know.
Yeah, that stuff's important.
Oh, man, the mind is so important, you know. You got to stay on the vibration, you know.
Yeah, and focus is everything.
Everything.
Whatever
everything.
You focus on.
You attract, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I found, just so everybody knows, it's a lot easier to find on Amazon if you spell it correctly.
Yeah, spelling's difficult, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Well, if you found it, can you drop the link in the chat?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Lydia cards. Okay, there we go. Because there's a book here.
Yeah, the book's great too. But if you tend to have short attention span, the cards are phenomenal. You know.
So that sounds perfect for me then.
Which a lot of us do have, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
How was the retreat? You guys have fun?
Oh, we had a lot of fun, and it was just you got to try it. You got to do it next year if you can, Officer X, because it's a great way to unwind and relax and go somewhere beautiful. But I always come away from it feeling healthier.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to next year because that's like 5 days. What's amazing is listening to the stories of people who said, I went to the retreat, I had fun, I came back, and I lost 5 pounds.
Yeah, that is cool.
That's great. That's good. You got to keep moving forward every day, you know. I look at the site a lot. I don't post much, but I really do enjoy it, you know. It's been so important. Like, I was talking to maybe Robert I was telling the other day. Like, I gave Stevie his first YRG case a million years ago, you know.
Yeah.
Been doing this for so long, you know. It's the best. The absolute best.
Yeah, for a while. Go ahead.
Excuse me? Any time, I don't know about you guys, but any time I feel stiff or not right or anything, I get right into the workout and my brain is back on quick. Cheapest therapy I ever had.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's I can always tell a difference when I haven't done it for a while. I mean, because, you know, schedules being what they are and me keeping up with DDP is not easy. So, but I can always tell when I need to start doing it again.
Oh, good stuff. Really good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, for me, the past 7 weeks, when you're in it's a lot different too. When you hit maintenance mode, and you're only doing even just a couple times a week. If you can bump that up to like 5 times a week, even if you're doing like the half hour stuff, like the fat burners or the mixed tapes and things like that, man, just that slight increase, those extra 2 workouts a week, really push you to another level.
I love that mixtape workout is awesome.
Oh God, yes.
It's pretty sweet, but I can't. The one thing I can't stand in that I still have to mod to this day after 3 years is the jumping dogs. I can't stand those. So I do lunges. I do like these thunderbolt lunges. I've replaced them with.
Dude, I will take jumping dogs over wrap and burn any day of the week.
I'm with you, Robert.
See, I could do wrap and burn. Like, it's come pretty easy to me. The jumping dogs, no way.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, though, my biggest thing that I can't get done is that standing on 1 foot with the leg up yet, you know? These big old legs don't move too easy.
There's always something to work towards. That's what I love about it.
The best. No, they get up there. And it's funny. I get thick legs, and, the running and squatting and lifting weights, doing all this stuff for all the years. I'm just not flexible like I should be, but we're getting there.
Oh, yeah.
We're getting there, you know?
Now, real quick, before we let you go, man, you told me a cool story about, I think it was an award that you received? Is there certification or an award that you received, and you had a really special guest there? I think.
Oh yeah, yeah, it was awesome. I got promoted to lieutenant 6 weeks ago. And,
oh wow.
Yeah, where I work, it's the second biggest department in the Northeast, and it took a lot of work to get there. 10 months of studying. Bob Backlund actually came to my promotional ceremony. It was pretty good, you know. Bob showed up for me, and it was funny because the mayor of the city was paying attention to Bob, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Bob. He's such a good guy, you know.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
There's a guy who's a physical specimen.
Oh yeah, that's what I was going to say. I mean, he's how old is he now?
63.
Yeah, and he can run rings around most 20-year-olds.
Yeah, he's old school stuff: push-ups, sit-ups, squats, the wheel, and the step test. You know, he's working hard with his gym in the box promotion he's got going, which is another great workout. Awesome. No, the low-impact workout he's been doing for a million years. That's the whole thing. I mean, the older we get, and I mean, you like to say the younger we get, but you just got to find any way you can to reduce that the pounding. You know, it will hammer you.
Oh, man, you're so right about that. If I wouldn't have found this, and I feel like I found it late because I did it at 37, and being 40, I don't know what would have happened to me in the past 3 years if I'd have continued the life I was living at 37, because I was basically sitting on the couch eating crap every day, just getting bigger and bigger and more out of shape. Yeah, you really got to take care of yourself. DP Yoga does it.
It's the food too. It's the whole physical, mental, spiritual. It's the food too, because you can work out. Like I was just talking to a guy just a couple hours ago, and he works out like a madman. But it's the food. I tried telling him. I mean, you can jog for 3 hours a day, but if you eat 5,000 calories, you're not going to break even.
Definitely.
No, I mean, Stacey, you're an expert in this stuff. Look at all the people you meet that are exercise bulimics and everything else. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. I mean, people don't realize how this is such a straightforward, simple way to get healthy. I think a lot of people just dismiss it, you know, before really giving it a shot.
You can't quit before the miracle happens.
No. No, but I think it's fantastic about your promotion. And do you feel that being, a healthier you, a more positive you, played a role in that?
1,000%. 1,000%, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I still remember Dallas, and we were in Charlotte, North Carolina in 2009. And we did a workout in the hotel room, and I was blown up. And he kind of tore into me, saying, "What do you want? I was drifting all over the place. I was getting home." He kind of taught me the gift of focus, and I ran with it, you know. Focus is so important, and you can't fly with the eagles if you're thinking with pigeons, you know.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, he's given a lot of people wake-up calls, so I'm glad you got yours. That's very cool.
You know, I think we all do, you know. If you make yourself available, the teacher will appear, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You can never quit, you know? Hey, well, I got to get back to work. I'll talk to you guys later. Have an awesome night. We'll talk to
you.
All right.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations, man.
Yeah, buddy. Bye.
Sweet. Haven't heard from him in a while. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
He used to be quite a regular on the show, actually, for a long time. So it's always good to hear from him. But, folks, is 10 p.m. and it's our bedtime.
We're going to turn into pumpkins now.
Yeah, we're going to turn into pumpkins. But it was an awesome show having Stevie Richards, Michael Mann on the phone, and joining us as a surprise guest tonight. So thank him for coming in. And he is certified. He's ready to go. He's doing training. If you caught his dates, he's going to be up in Jersey around the 5th, I think, Monroe, New Jersey, October 5th, also the 10th through the 11th. Anytime Fitness, he's going to be around, I think he said. And September 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Lewiston Armory in Pennsylvania. So check him out at Michael Manna on Twitter, and you can check some of the other stuff, I'm sure. If you do a little Google search or hop on Twitter, you'll find him and see everywhere he's at. Also, thanks, Liz, for calling in. You're awesome. And Officer X for closing us out tonight. Robert and Stacy, anything you want to leave the good people of DDP Yoga with?
No, I'm good.
I just want to wish everyone a fabulously healthy week. And thanks to Christina for just posting your Wheatless Wednesday turkey and stuffing recipe. I'm going to definitely check that out.
Awesome. That actually sounds really good. After you do some food combining for a while, you want to just actually combine food. I mean, really combine food. You want your carbs and your protein and everything together. That's about where I'm at. But,
you can start practicing for Thanksgiving tomorrow, Sparky.
Well, maybe I will start just a little bit early.
Yeah.
So, I want to thank my 4:30 a.m. crew for the workouts. We'll be up again tomorrow. Anybody out there who thinks they can't do it or thinks they have an obstacle in their way, you can do it and you can remove the obstacle. So just get it done. So when the 10% comes a knocking, kick it right in the ass and live life at 90%.
Yeah. Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The power bomb set up by Paige.
Oh!
Into the Diamond Cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond Cutter out of the power bomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.